Hey team, on today's episode, we're going to talk about frequency versus depth in coaching. We all know that time is limited, and as mentors, we have just 1 hour a month to invest in every client. But how should we spend that time? Should we focus on more frequent, smaller check-ins, or dive deep into larger strategic planning, lasting a full hour call during each session? The answer depends on the client avatar and their ability to get work done. Let's break it down. The green, yellow, and red classifications in our avatar chart are all about a client's ability to get the work done, not how much energy they have or their positive attitude or how they're feeling. Can they get it done or not? And so in this episode, we'll walk through how to approach coaching with these different avatars, when to focus on depth for the greens and knowledge transfer and teaching, frequency for the yellows, quick, simple actions, frequent touch points, and a bit of both for the reds. Let's talk about how frequency and depth work differently for each avatar and how you can tailor your approach to maximize their success. Let's start with the green avatars, the easy clients. These are people with high ability to handle big projects. They're the high achievers. They are outperforming the industry by 8 times. They're growing 8 times faster than the average gym in the industry. For these clients, your one-hour calls are working really well, and they have since the beginning of Two Brain way back in 2016, and even before that, when I was doing one-on-one mentorship. These are the clients who can handle larger tasks, and they thrive on depth. They want to know the backstory. They want to know the rationale. They might even want to hear the data. Most of us on this team fall into this category. We're here because the one-on-one, one-hour calls worked great for us. We wanted to hear that stuff. We wanted the deeper knowledge. So when you're coaching green avatars, you can give them big, impactful projects, things that take a full month, and you know that they'll do them before your next call. Clients like these can take on the big tasks that will push their business forward significantly. So for example, go write your staff playbook before next month, or create a full content marketing campaign before our next call, or set up your new pricing strategy. The green clients are ready to take action on big projects. And so our role is just to guide them with clarity, not overwhelm them with multiple projects at once, and then, you know, give them all the information they need. They can handle the deep dive as long as you stay focused on one project at a time. They can handle multiple steps in the project. Now let's talk about the yellow avatars. This is by far our biggest group in Two Brain. Maybe 70% of our clients are yellow. These are the clients who might be eager to fix their gym. They might be incentivized to fix their gym, but they struggle because they get overwhelmed. They might have different incentives in mind. They just want to coach, for example, or they might get distracted. I want to try this, this, this. And so waiting a month between calls means you never know who's going to show up on that call or what they've done since the last call. Maybe it was nothing. They're paralyzed and overwhelmed. Maybe it was 5 other things, but the thing that you assigned. And so these are the people who need frequent check-ins and smaller steps to build momentum. They often struggle with larger multi-step plans. They need one step at a time. Here's how to coach yellow avatars. Focus on small, one-step actions. Instead of overwhelming them with multiple options, give them one clear task they can execute quickly. So an example might be, write your opening SOP without adding any other tasks to that. Set up a simple email sequence without adding any other tasks beyond that. Yellow clients are best served by breaking things down into single bite brownies. They don't need backstories or rationale or explanations, just clear actionable steps that they can complete in between calls. Frequency is more important than depth with yellow clients. You may want to check in frequently, perhaps even on a weekly basis, to give them the accountability and encouragement they need to stay on track. Now, granted, our model was set up to do a one-hour call once a month. So I'm going to come back to this and tell you how we're addressing this in Two Brain now in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the red avatars. These are people who need both small steps and emotional support. Red avatars are the strugglers. They're often dealing with fear or skepticism or cynicism about change. They might not be familiar with the why behind the steps that we recommend. They might not even be very familiar with Two Brain. And that's what holds them back, is their own cynicism. They're in their own way. Here's how to coach the red avatars. First, start with small, manageable steps. Give them a task they can achieve with confidence. For example, start by writing your opening SOP and then we'll go from there. If they're going through stage one, stage two, it might be, in your dream world, what would you put in your on-ramp, and work through it together with them on a call. Now, red clients often need more than just a task. They need emotional support and clarity on the why behind what they're doing. So be ready to answer their questions and provide reassurance. Sometimes, if they're cynical, you might have to ask them, do you think you can do it? Are you comfortable doing it? You might have to pop that emotional balloon. Remember that skepticism and fear and cynicism, all of these things are emotional reactions, and that big emotional boulder will get in their way of progress. You have to crack that boulder up. You have to smash it down into gravel to pave the road in front of them. And the way that you do that is you say, what would stop you from getting this done? What would make you not take action on this? What's holding you back from finishing this? Okay. That's the thing, is you have to pierce that emotional bubble and then give them clarity on why. The root of all this, of course, is fear. Many red clients are scared and they're paralyzed by that fear. So they might need help unpacking why the changes are necessary. Help them take one small step at a time and give them a safe place to work through their resistance. Ask questions like, what's the smallest step you can take today? And give them time to reflect on how they will handle their fears as they take action. You might need to role play with them a little bit. Now, let's talk about balancing frequency and depth. The challenge in mentoring is finding the right balance between frequency and depth. Our model is designed or was created to deliver one 60-minute call per month, but we also recognize more and more that many clients need more frequent check-ins. So here's a few different things that can help. Number one, think more of investing an hour in this client per month. That might mean that you're on two calls of 30 minutes. It might mean that you're on two calls of 25 minutes and you use the other 5 minutes to time out some emails to them or whatever, like schedule them in advance. If a yellow or red client is feeling stuck or overwhelmed, send them to the golden hour coaching calls. These are the coaching calls that we run in the growth group 3 times a week. And if anything, we're going to expand them. This is like giving them unlimited business coaching sessions where they can show up every single day if they want to, get their questions answered, and focus on one task at a time. What we've seen from running these calls is that people will often show up to all of them, or they'll show up to one, will remove one little tiny thing, and they'll take action. But they were waiting for their next mentor call to bring that thing up, and so we've really given them a 3-week head start. And then on their next call with you, you can talk about the next step. Some people show up on Tuesday, they get the first step, they show up on Wednesday and say, I'm done, now what? They get the next step, they show up on Thursday and they get the third step. And that's great too, because they're moving really, really fast. This also takes a lot of stuff off your plate, because instead of sending you a long email with the backstory and everything else, they're on a coaching call and they're getting resolution on the spot. Golden hour calls are not a replacement for one-on-one mentorship, but they're a supplement that helps fill the gaps when a client is stuck between sessions. It's a great resource for yellow and red clients who need more frequent checkpoints. So here's a real world example. Imagine a client emails you with this long, complicated question. Instead of trying to answer everything at once, guide them to the golden hour coaching calls so that they can get clarity on their next step. Or if a client shows up to a call without their homework done, encourage them to use the golden hour coaching calls to get the work done and come back with questions focused on the next steps. If they're showing up and they don't have their metrics in, say, hey, why don't you go to the golden hour coaching calls, you know, in the week before this call, and let them hold you accountable or help you get your metrics in, okay? As mentors, it's important to recognize the frequency versus depth challenge when you're working with clients. Green clients can handle deeper, more impactful tasks, but yellow clients need frequent bite-sized tasks without multiple steps. Remember, one bite brownies. And red clients need small steps and emotional support. By balancing frequency and depth based on client avatars, you can help your clients execute faster and achieve better results. Next time you're working with a yellow or a red client, send them to the golden hour coaching calls to help them gain clarity and take action. For green clients, focusing on delivering the big projects with clear guidance and accountability still works and has worked. It's worked for you. It's worked for me. It's worked for everybody that's in Tinker. All of our top performers work well with the 1-hour coaching call, mentorship calls. There's nothing wrong with them, but that's only about 12.5% of our clients. The other 70% need more frequent touch points. So you can think about how to deliver that one-on-one. You can use the Golden Hour coaching group calls to help you out, or you can think about budgeting your time so that you're responding to their emails more frequently. That's it for today. This is Help Best, and hey, finding the right balance for each client is a challenge, but that's why you are in this role, because you are an insightful, smart, professional mentor who can adjust your delivery to get the clients what they need to get.